So much to do.
What do we do when? Okay, right. This is for €1,000. Sing Street is out since yesterday. Lionsgate Films has given us this amazing prize. Today it's €1,000 cash. Do you want a grand? Do you want a grand, huh?
Okay, you ready for this? Here we go. Text us what area of Dublin this is and your name to 53104 to potentially win €1,000.
Proud of you. The fishermen bring their haul. The hill that's here is not small. You're in Waterloo. It has the summit and boats. On a hot day, it attracts many scroats. Fish shops are lovely. Go have an ice cream. There's Larry Mullen. He lives over in. How are you, Larry, you madman? Go play some drums for me. Always believe in. Where is it? Where is it? Is it? Is it? Where is it? Is it? Is it? It's for €1,000. €1,000. You text your name in to 53104 now. 53104 with your answer and a name. Before 10 o'clock, you'll win €1,000. It could be you. Sing Street.
€1,000. Go on then. Do your best.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Podgy O'Rourke. He's afraid of work, yo. Podgy O'Rourke. Podgy O'Rourke. He's afraid of work. St. Patrick, who's in Ireland, he scared away the snakes. Podgy is on the run from the cops. Hey, Podge.
What is the study, Muppet?
What is the study, Podge?
Now, lads. Before we get going, this is not a sentence I ever imagined having to say myself.
Oh, yeah.
After years of trying to crawl to get next to her, I would like to take this opportunity to distance myself from Maria Sharapova.
Why?
I take exception to being referred to as a family doctor for one. Poor old Barack Obama had the worst paddy day ever, didn't he? Like, he went to all the trouble of turning those fountains green outside the White House, and we sent over a janitor with a bowl full of weeds to him. I wonder, did he bring the mop on Air Force One with him? Yeah, do a bit of cleaning while he's there. Do his day job, the caretaker. Useless pipe.
You can't say that.
Oh, lads, I can't interest us in a load of Chinese shamrock, can I?
What? What's Chinese shamrock?
It's just nettles, basically, Jim. It's just nettles.
FM 104's iPad or the Egg with gadgetinsurance.com.
Okay, here we
go
again.
Very exciting.
Hey! Oh, God, egg puns.
Sorry.
All right.
Been watching too much Saturday Kitchen.
If you want to go to FM104's Facebook page right now, there is cameras set up in the studio and you can see us. I'm waving at them now. Hello.
Hello, cameras.
Hello, everyone wave. Everybody
hello.
Wave.
Yeah.
Hello.
I like the way you're waving the hammer at the camera.
You can see this as it happens because...
Who have we got in the studio?
Hello.
Mandy,
how are you?
Where are you from?
I'm from Finglas.
What's your second name?
Nolan.
Do you know Mandy Nolan from Finglas? I know it's a big place, but like, you know, there's only one Mandy.
That's it.
So, have you ever used tools like this in this way before?
No, definitely not.
Will there be someone you're thinking of, frustration-wise, in your head?
Possibly,
when you're...
Possibly, yeah.
Oh, good.
Do you want to name him?
Oh, God, no.
It'll be him anyway. Have you ever broken a gadget before? Dropped an iPhone or an iPad or anything like that?
No, thank God.
So, well, this could be your day that you smash.
That's very lucky.
Thanks very much.
Something. So, or it could be eggs.
This is all thanks to Gadget Insurance. Breaking a new smartphone isn't smart. Ensuring it is, only at gadgetinsurance.com. Just remind everyone, if Mandy smashes the box of eggs, she wins the iPad. If she smashes the iPad, she gets a box of eggs.
Yeah. Okay, Mandy. Are you ready? Have you chosen? If you want to step into the middle there now,
yep.
So you don't hit our microphones. Don't hurt yourself.
Which one last wave to the camera?
Which one are you going to go for? Right. We'll give you a countdown.
Go on.
Mandy. In 3, 2, 1, smash.
Oh.
Right. Let's have a gander. She decided to hit the box on her right.
What is it?
It's a load of
eggs!
Mandy's got herself a brand new iPad.
Well done, Mandy.
Well done. You've broken a few eggs. There's more mess to clean up.
Thanks very
Nicely
much.
Nicely job.
Oh, brilliant.
Nicely job.
Nicely job.
Nicely job.
Well done.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah, I can
wait. Right, well done, Mandy. She is off leaving FM 104 with her hammer and brand new iPad. So, well done.
No, you can't have the hammer.
No, we need that for the next
one. We'll give you a cuddle mug, though.
Ah, thanks
yes,
very much.
No worries.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Well done.
Thank you.
Slide it for you.
Download the app.
You have to wait on the nerves.
Exactly, Jim.
That's it.
Exactly. And we'll be playing later on this morning, reopening those text lines. You never know when we'll be playing. F104's iPad or the egg.
See you, Facebook.
These are very cool seats. You might even see yourself on the big screen.
So listen, all the little people who entered this, well done, because we listened to all the entries and they're amazing. You were very, very good. But obviously we can only have one winner on this. But do stay listening and keep entering competitions because you're going to win something eventually. Come on.
Now, this little person doesn't know that they're getting this call. So it's going to be a nice surprise for them.
So let's ring now and talk to the winner. Won't say their name yet. Best luck, everyone.
We also have another little surprise waiting on the line here.
Hello?
Hello, is that Keen?
Yes.
Mr. Keen Byrne?
Yes.
Keen Byrne, this is Jim and Nobby from F104 Strawberry Alarm Clock. How are you?
Good.
Can you tell us how old you are, please?
10.
10.
Who's your favourite Irish player?
Probably Shane Long.
Bit of a legend at this stage now, isn't he?
Ledge. Total ledge.
Yeah.
Well,
what did you do the other day? You sent us in something.
I sent in a commentary of his goal against Germany.
Do you want to have a listen to your commentary?
Yes, please.
Let's do it.
It's pumped long by Darren Randolph. He finds Shane Long, who's onside. He takes a touch. He takes a shot and it's a goal! What a finish by the Irishman! And that takes Ireland 1-0 against the world champions! What a ball by Darren Randolph! One touch is all Shane Long needed and then what a finish! The Aviva is rocking!
Hey, that's very good. So listen, we have
Keane,
somebody that works here in F104, but they also have another job.
Keane, you know the guy who in the Aviva says who scored the goal?
Yes.
We've lined him up for you.
The big voice guy.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, lads. How's the form?
How are you?
Not doing too bad. I'm doing too bad as well.
Now, conveniently, Steve is also a DJ here on FM 104. He's on the takeover every night at 7. But he's also missing from his show every time Ireland play at the Aviva.
Steve, do you want to do a big announcement for us now?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Keen Byrne, you are the winner.
Oh, my
yes!
What did you say there, Keen?
I'm speechless.
It is all thanks to CityJet, the official airline partner to the FAI. Come on, you boys in green.
Keen, you're going to get all that gear to wear and you're going to go out with the Irish team at the Aviva.
Oh.
And you'll be on telly and all.
Oh, my God.
Say hello to me as well. I'll be right beside the pitch.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, you can say hello to Steve. What do you think of that, Keen?
It's amazing.
It's pretty cool,
isn't it? I can't believe it.
You can bring your dad with you as well. Or your mum, whoever you want.
What do you think of that?
Are you okay?
You don't have to do any commentary.
I'm completely speechless. Totally speechless.
Now, Steve, can you just remind us of what you said that night when Shane Long did score that goal against...
It was something else. Like I was sitting there, right, and I'm literally right on the side of the pitch. And as Randolph kicked it, I could see it coming over Shane Long's shoulder. And I was kind of going... No, it's not going to happen, no way. And as soon as he scored the goal, there was like a little table kind of right in front of me. I jumped straight up and nearly kicked the whole table over. I just grabbed the mic and I was like, goal for Republic of Ireland, number 9, Shane Long.
Yes! Keane, give us a big come on Ireland, will you?
Ireland!
Yes! Well done. Hard luck to all the other boys and girls who entered... But Keen is going to go and you can watch it on TV and you can give him a big cheer when you see him.
Absolutely.
Oh,
well done, Keen.
Keen, enjoy that, okay?
I will.
And thanks to...
Well, buddy, enjoy the game, all right?
I will.
Thanks to Steve for coming on with us this morning. He's actually...
Thanks.
Dublin's FM4, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and in studio is one of Ireland's greatest actors, Cillian Scott. What?
That's an extremely flattering introduction, Jim. Well, I appreciate it.
Can we get this something out of the way first?
Of course.
Killian Scott.
Yes.
Are you sick of hearing about, is Love Hay coming back, is it? Do you want some fizzy orange?
Would you like people to stop buying you bottles of Fanta?
I, you know, they can mix up the variety of drinks, I suppose, right. Would be an idea, just to make it a bit different sometimes. But, you know, to be associated with something like Love Hate is a great thing for me in, you know, professional situations. So I figure it's kind of flattering if people are mentioning it a lot and asking you about it, which I guess is probably the very, you know, conservative, boring actor's response to that question.
Well, no, I mean, sure, you know, I'm sure John Cleese is still asked when's Fawlty Towers coming back.
Exactly. You know,
it means it was loved.
I guess, it's sort of an indication, I suppose, of something having been achieved. But, and it's particularly kind of funny when you're, like, around, you know, travelling or whatever. I was in Colombia a couple of years ago and literally the first thing that happened when I walked into the hostel to check in, someone just shouted, "Hey, Tommy, how's that fizzy orange working out? How's that fizzy orange working out for you?" Which is also just a fairly curious question. Which was in a hostel in Colombia. And
what did you say back?
I think I just sort of bowed my head and sort of, you know,
leave me alone.
Just was like,
I can't even escape.
I'm tired.
It was just such a weird situation. But, like, you know, in New York and stuff, and I remember being in New York and, you know, like this sort of 16-year-old girl ran up to me and she was like, "Sorry, are you Tommy out of Love Hate?" And I said, "Yeah." And she turned around and she's like, "It's him." And her whole family kind of came running up the street. And we all took photos together. But it was really nice because it's just such an unusual context.
Yeah,
you know, you're in New York and it's happening. So, you know, I find more often than not it's enjoyable and it's something that I find funny, you know.
It was just like a song when we were young.
Fine song there from Adele.
Yeah, but there's something I noticed about it.
It's F104, okay. By the way. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. It's F104. Yep. So the beginning of Adele's song, which is very good.
Yes, it is.
It reminds me of another song. So here's Adele.
Okay. The keys on the piano, it's very clean feed.
It's nice. But it reminds me of another song I like. And listen.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck in a moment.
The bass line.
So have a listen to Adele again. Listen. That's you too. Here's the Adele.
Obviously a bit slower, but it's the same.
You can't get out. Just
waving around with your arms an awful lot.
Wave my arms around.
Tell you what, right? Go to the start of you two there.
Okay, yeah.
And hit play. No.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Sounds like when you're mixes it, when you're gigs.
No, it doesn't, Jim. You've never been to one of the gigs.
Price is about 20 to 1 this morning. So that's Cheltenham 2016 for you.
Wow. I have a theory, Tom. Like, I reckon if you got a lineup of horsey people who own horses, I could pick them out of a lineup.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Go on, tell me, what are the characteristics?
I don't know, it's just
jackets.
Like,
jackets and
you
hats.
You know they own, well, it's, apart from the jackets and the hats, it's their rosy cheeks, I think.
They drive 12-year-old Volvo Jeeps.
No, just when they talk to them, like, they all look like horsey people.
Right.
Yeah.
Does that mean they kind of look a little bit like a horse as well?
No, they don't look like a horse, no. I don't think they look
right.
They have, there's something that they have, they all have the similar kind of, the blokes all have those rosy cheeks.
A glint in their eye, isn't it?
They have a glint in their eye. I'm telling you, if maybe we could do it next year for Cheltenham, we could have a lineup and I'll be able to pick out the horsey people from the non-horsey people. I can tell. Anyway, Tom, best of luck with all that. Thank you for doing all this.
Sing him out one last time.
Do you want another?
Absolutely.
Will you join us?
I'll join in. I'm in work, so I'll be kind of quiet.
Is there anyone on your job today? Is it just us?
Sorry?
Is there anyone in work with you today?
There is, yeah.
Because it does seem much quieter.
He works in Paddy Power. They'd be fairly busy today now.
Yeah, but maybe not in the office, you know?
Here we go.
Right.
You better sing now, Tom.
Here we go.
I don't know.
Turf Talk Tom.
Turf.
Listen to him, man. You can't go wrong.
I can't.
In the morning, his tips are never boring.
And each turf way squeak, Tom. Well, that's what he wants today.
He'll be back again next year.
I love that phrase, and each way. Turf Talk Tom, he's a poacher turned game hunter.
He works for Paddy Power at this hour.
We don't know how much money he really puts on.
No, he doesn't tell anyone. It's no, all a secret.
That's not all, it's all a mystery. I'm doing grand.
Yeah. Guard wouldn't ask you that. See you, Tom.
Right, Tom, see you.
Oh, good luck. Good luck.
Bye. Best luck, everyone. Turf Talk Tom, if you miss his tips, we will also once again upload them.
We will be lamping them up onto SoundCloud now.
Horses at your door.
Turf Talk Tom. Turf Talk Tom. Listen to him and you can't go wrong. La 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 la.
FM 104, the biggest concert station in Dublin.
About it. Dublin's F104, it's the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
If you enter a competition for €1,000 with Sing Street, which is in cinemas now, have your phone on. We're going to ring someone next.
Somebody tweeted me a picture of two albums with their shellies walking down the streets of Dublin the other day. This is a song for them.
I went to the shally shop. I said, okay, salesman's like, how are you? What's your budget? I'm like, honestly, I know nothing about shallies. He said, I got the one for you. Follow me. Yeah. That's great. Extendable handle and a waterproof base. Tarred design all over the case. Fits four shopping bags. That's hell of a space. I'm an L1. I'm cruising like a granny. Slowly. Because I don't give a fanny. I know you. And I know your mammy. Scarf on. Just in case it gets clammy. I'm looking for all the deals. And all I need is two good wheels. Rubberized tyres. No need for spokes. Got a packet of stamps for me envelopes. I'm a lick that, stick that. Looking for a knick-knack. Can't walk past the shop that sells brick-brack. Mmm. Killing some time, about to catch a bus. Met another old dear, got a lot to discuss. What happened in the soaps last night? And a butcher down the road who was impolite. L1, 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 L1. She's walking at a slower pace. Has a shawlie with a white wheelbase. She'll say a prayer for you at mass. She travels free with her bus pass. Walking down the street, boy, chats to all she meets, boy. She has got false teeth, she's an L1. Can't unlock her phone, girl, baking you a scone, girl. Needs a new hip bone, she's an L1. I'm an old girl, we got two wheels. We like bargains, we like good deals. I'm an old board, an old biddy. Danny O'Donnell, he makes me feel giddy. Walking about the whole town, grandkids say I need to slow down. I'm 88, man, chill the f*** out. Mom, Madame Lana, sit the hell down. If I only had one hanky, I'd give it to you, give it to you. Cruising around LD in comfortable shoes, comfortable shoes. There's layers to me cuddle, girl. Storing me stew, storing me stew. I'm knitting you a scarf, stitch one, pull two, stitch one, pull two. L1, 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 L1. She's walking at a slower pace. Has a shawlie with a white wheelbase. She'll say a prayer for you at mass. She travels free with her bus pass. Walking down the street, boy, chats to all she meets, boy. Fond of a boiled sweet, she's an L1. Can't unlock her phone, girl, baking you a scone, girl. Needs a new hip bone, she's an L1. Walking down the street, boy, chats to all she meets, boy. Fond of a boiled sweet, she's an L1.